Yes.
I can't remember when I entered this church last. So when I was to leave the house, I don't know how to call it for Uber. So I said, I will get to Onipan and take bike. When I got bike, I said, I'm going to Gebako. I said, eh? Where? Bariga. I said, no, Shomolu. But thank God, as I was just going round and round, I saw a man who knows this place very well. So when he got to that junction, I said, oh, Oluwa Logbon is what I've been trying to remember. I'm so grateful to God that I am standing before you, beautiful, wonderful children of God. I've come back home. I've never been outside home anyway. My base is Four Square, Surulere, TBC Church. I work with our late mommy Olakuleyin, and I want to appreciate God. There's no place like home. So this privilege that God has given me to come and share together with us, I pray that the Lord will help me to maximize the opportunity, and the Lord will help his church too, that all of us will flow together in the mighty name of Jesus. I want to thank our Reverend Sister Nene. You are using one eye to look at me. God bless you, my Kojometa. in your mercy, open your word unto us. In your mercy, open the door of utterances unto me. Help me to speak only as you speak. Hide me behind your cross, that this your children, they will see Jesus and no one else. Thank you, our Father. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Philippians chapter 2, But by the time I returned to my house, the thing continues. Me, I was just praying because I have stopped the ministry of deliverance long time ago. So I was looking at that. Holy Spirit, what do you want to do with Mama? Then the Holy Spirit said, Mama is carrying pregnancy of 9 people. I said, So I said, Mama, the Lord said you are pregnant and you are carrying 9 people. Mama laughed. He said, my daughter. Why are you talking like this? My last born has stopped bearing children. I said, I understand. I said, that means you have locked up 9 people in your hearts. And that is why you have been having these experiences. And Mama, if you die or rapture come, you will not see Jesus. Even now, you are not enjoying your life. I now began to talk to Mama. Mama said, so, because I said I will never have anything to do with them, they should just stay where they are. Even when they greeted me yesterday, even those that are living in my compound. And that one is a Christian who will be greeting me, I will not answer. I will come again and say, Mama, good morning, ma. I will turn my back. When this woman is coming again, you will still come and greet me, and I will not answer. So, Mama began to name them. His first son is among the 9. His daughter, her daughter-in-law. And when she finished naming, I said, Mama, one by one, start forgiving them. That's your prayer. Just go and sit down. Pour your heart. Tell God what is in your mind. cling to his rights. He did not cling to the equality that he has with the Father. He did not cling to all the that entails being God. And he did not use it for his own advantage. Rather, all that he possessed, he used it for the advantage of mankind. He laid it down voluntarily. He emptied himself and made himself of no reputation. Jesus had access to all the privilege of to all the power to which his divinity as the Son of Man and as Lord. He did not use it to dominate his creation. He had all authority, and instead he used that authority to raise the dead, to heal the sick, to open the eyes of the blind. He used it for the benefit of the mankind. Do you have the mind of Christ? Are you operating based on that mind? Whatever you have done today and whatever you did yesterday, is it what Jesus will do in that situation? May the Lord give us understanding in the name of Jesus. In verse 7, I'm going to spend a few more minutes on that verse 7. The Bible says, he made himself of no reputation. He made himself of no reputation. He made himself nobody. And do you know that is the best life to live? There is someone that is very close to me. While I was watching her, when she joined the discipleship, she was still working. And when we have meeting like this, and we are going to be throwing mattress on the floor to sleep, there are places if she can pay for hotel around. And she will say, what do you mean? Where everybody is sleeping is where I'm going to sleep. And this person is a former CEO of UAC. We were at a meeting. She went to queue, as we used to queue, to collect food. And we used plastic plates to eat. So all of us queue. Then me, I went to sit down because someone said, I will bring your food. So I went to sit down. She remained on that queue. She collected food with that plastic plate, plastic spoon. Whereas when we were leaving Lagos, she carried a pack of cutleries.
any place where they will have called fire and used fire to destroy the people and the land. The Bible says, through that woman who has had five husbands, the land opened and people gave their lives to Christ. They even begged him to stay with them for the next 2 days. Do we have the mind of Christ? Some of the prayers, some of the things that we do shows the mind that we carry. And I'm trusting God that from this weekend, there will be a change in the name of Jesus. On your own, you can look at Luke 9, 53 to 56, John 18, verse 10 to 11. In Matthew 27, when you look at it from verse 12 to 14, wild allegations was brought against Jesus. The Bible says he answered nothing. You know, anytime we are discussing, and I found out that argument is already starting, and I remember that Jesus did not, I will just mention him, because Jesus did not entertain any form of argument. He did like this. Even when Pilate wanted Jesus to defend himself, he didn't. When his accusers made ridiculous statements, he said nothing. And by so doing, he was fulfilling Isaiah 53, verse 17. Verse 7. He gave up his rights. He voluntarily emptied himself of his own glory, heavenly glory. When you read John chapter 17, verse 4, let's go there, because you must see that Jesus had glory, and he voluntarily, because of you and me, because he wants to leave examples behind, so that we can follow in his steps, he gave them away. Look at verse 4, John 17, 4. I have glorified you on the earth. I have finished the work you have given me to do. And now, O Father, glorify me with yourself, with the glory which I had with you before the world was. Can you see him? He had glory. King of glory. But for your sake and my sake, he emptied himself. May the Lord have mercy and help us. He did it voluntarily. He emptied himself of his position. In John chapter 5, verse 30, he emptied himself. He allowed, he lets go. You and I must trust God to understand the mind of Christ so that we can begin to operate in the same manner. In John chapter 5, verse 30, I can of myself do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is righteous, because I do not seek my own will, but the will of the Father who sent me. Are you seeing the mind of Christ? He did not seek his own will. While he was here on earth, he sought to do the will of the Father. Maybe I will talk much about that later. Still on that verse 7, he took the form of a servant.
pound of flesh out of you? No. This I have to learn. You know, some years ago, we had a meeting in Boko. And where my less students were sleeping, Boragbile just heard the toilet is smelling out. He can perceive the odor. And he went into that toilet. And he was washing the toilet. You know, toilet, you can bath there. Toilet and bathroom together, you can have your bath there. And someone kept knocking. He finished this, he entered this. So while he was there washing, this person kept knocking because others, people have entered. And he was talking. He was angry. So when he finished washing, you know why he locked the door? Because someone will want to stop him. So he locked that door. And that the person was knocking. He did not answer. He was just doing his work. When he finished, he carried his pocket and all the washing, the cleaning agents, and he came out. Then he said, "Oh, yes, sir. Nobody. I'm sorry." He said, "Sorry for what? You are washing toilet for us. And I'm even asking, don't be angry, brother. What makes you better than me? You two can do it. I've just shown you that you don't wait for the public health. You want to use this place as dirty. Why can't you clean it? I've just come to show you that anybody can do anything here. This is our father's house. This is our father's work. By handling the mic, I'm not greater than you. How do you think that person will return to where he came from? Transformed. May the Lord transform us tonight. In these 3 days, may we receive a total change of life, of attitude, of character. If our men will understand and practice this, if our women, if our youth will practice what we are just reading together in the Bible, there will be no problem. Even that man that you say is a bad man, his own is 2 months, you will find out that it's not bad after all. That woman that you say you no go agree, no, you will see that woman will calm down. May the Lord have mercy and help our lives. Could you be manifesting your authority and power to revenge, to defend yourself in the face of provocation? You know, someone said, "Wagba, I enter your vehicle, I gave you 500, and you are to give me 200, and you did not give me my change. You are abusing me. Oh, many don't pass on me. Don't you know who you are dealing with? Wagba, I will show you." When that person finished talking, Holy Spirit said, "So you have something to show somebody." And this person bursted into tears and said, "Lord, have mercy on me." So, in case you forget, this meeting is meant to remind you, to remind us that this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. And if you are the Lord's, then you have no choice, no other choice, but to do what Christ did, to think as he think, to act the same way he acted. The word, he was made in the likeness of man. You know the story how he was born. They even call him son of carpenter. You can look at Luke 2, 7 to 8, Matthew 13, 55. King of glory was not born in the best hospital at that time. Where was he born? Ibujeron. And who was the birth? But as he drew them to himself, their lives changed. And today, when you give birth to your son, you want to name him Peter. You want to name him James, John. Is it not because something happened to their lives? May the Lord have mercy and help us. Some of us, if I ask you your friends, they are those who are high there, those who are up there. Some of us, we have standard. There are some people that we relate with. There are some that are too low for us. That should not be mentioned amongst us. That is not found in the mind of Christ. Christ himself depended on God the Father. His pattern of leadership is so wonderful. And I found out that anyone that yields himself to God can operate in this mind. You remember David? Because of time, I don't want to go there and say, let's be reading. But you know the story of David. When David was running away from Saul, look at the kind of men that ran after him. The Bible calls them the distress, the debtors. What's the other word? 3 D's. I used to call it 3 D's. Those who are depressed, distressed, debtors. But when they have related with him, when they have kept company with him, and you are now reading about them, you see them, these are captains. These are leaders of thousands, leaders of hundreds. They have become mighty warriors. So don't look down on anyone. Even those ones that seems as if they don't understand, they are nobody. Do you know that if you draw them closer, they can be made through your own lifestyle? And if that is what we do, then we have so many leaders. We will not have problem of shortage of workers. And I don't know of here, but in my own zone, we always need workers. We never had enough. We are always saying we still need people in the Sunday school. We need people in this department. And we are gathering them in the Sunday school, in the workers' something that will have cost me 10 minutes. 10 minutes. Then, when it happened, I looked back. I said, Father, I'm sorry. In all our discussion, I did not mention this to you. Lord, I'm sorry. And do you know what again? It cost me my time. The time that I should have used to rest, I was on my toes. Since morning, I've never had 30 minutes to sit down to rest. And it has never been like that. So when I thought, I said, how did this happen? Then I realized that I did not commit this thing. And I pray other prayers. What went wrong? Lord, I'm sorry. You just use this to show me that this thing is a life that I must be living every day. Why would I pray all that big prayer? And this small one, I left it. Jesus would not have done this. He will not do anything of his own by himself, except he has consulted the Father. Whatever you see that Jesus carried out, it is what they have agreed there to do. Do you know that it cost me much money? Because I went twice to Notre Public. I paid in the morning. I have to return and tear that paper. I paid again. Strength to waste our resources. Brethren, everything is important. Even nothing is too little. Don't look at it that it is too small to present before the Lord. So in other words, I'm telling you that I'm not there yet, but I'm getting closer and closer as the Lord opens my eyes to see my wretchedness. I cry out for help and for mercy. If Jesus will not do anything, is it you and me that will just decide, I'm going to the village, or I want to do this, or because extra change has come, I want to change my wardrobe? Is that what Jesus wants to do by giving you that extra income? We are looking at the mind of Christ. He will not do anything. What you see him do is what has been agreed. And do you know that he has left us here as his representative, as his ambassadors? And if we don't trust God to help us to begin to change our mindsets, we are going to pray about that before we round up this meeting. Within these 3 days, many things will be lost in our hands. God forbid, in Jesus' name. I can't tell you how much I lost for my failure to commit it into God's hand. Praise the Lord. Let's take one more. Hebrews 5:5-8. Hebrews 5:5-8. I'll just read it. So also Christ did not glorify himself to become high priest, but it was he who said to him, "You are my son, today I have begotten you." As he also says in another place, "You are a priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek, who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered prayers and supplication with vehement cries and tears to him who was able to save him from death, and was hard because of his godly fear, though he was a son, yet he learned through obedience." with tears. He cried to him who has power to save him. You remember at the Garden of Gethsemane, what did they say about the sweat that comes out of him? It was, he prayed to that point that the sweat that came out of him was like blood. Together like this, privately, how is it with us? Those, and you kept complaining, this one, oh God, you have not done this. Have you taken time to really pray like Jesus prayed concerning that situation? He prayed with tears, with agony. If there's anyone that should pray like that, is it Jesus? Supposed to be me, but he did that to show us that this is the way to live. May the Lord help us. He did not seek his glory. Whatever God wanted him to do is what he did. He was obedient to the point of death. How is your mind? What are the things that goes on in your mind? Whatever and however you have acted today, is it not as a result of what you have in mind? Can you please rise up on your feet? We have a need to cry to God. For me, I'm still trusting God that I will not only come here to share the mind of Christ with you, but that my own life through these 3 days meeting will not remain the same again. That as I trust in God to encounter your lives, that God will not pass me by. We have a need to pray. I want you to bring your mind to him. Eh? I want you to present your heart unto him. I want you to beg him for mercy. How is your mind? Can it be compared to the mind of Christ? Have you started growing in resemblance of him? Can we begin to pray? Jesus did not seek his own. He bent down to serve. What type of mind are we carrying? If it is Jesus, the Lord of glory, that is seated in your heart, just as he's seated in my heart, do I listen to him? When I'm saying I will not agree, no, I will not agree. It's my right. I hear Jesus say, allow yourself to be seated. Can you cry to God? Can you pray to God? Can you beg him to have mercy on you? Me, I see myself as someone that is in need of mercy. It is me. Can you raise a cry to God? If you claim to be born again, how is your mind? If God should open your mind to us in this place, what will we find there? Can you cry to God? Do you have anyone? Mama was carrying nine people. Lock them up in his heart. How many people have you locked up in your heart? You are now using avoidance method. I'm just avoiding him. We are not quarreling, you know. Let him be doing his own and be doing my own. Where did you find that? Is that in the mind of Christ? Let's cry to him for mercy. Let's pray that we perform divine surgery in our hearts in the name of Jesus. Let's call upon him and say, Father, this 3-day meeting, let it not lead me as he is meeting me. My heart I present to you. Do a surgery in my heart. If you
you will not do anything until you have prayed, until you have sought the Father's face. Look at how careless I have been living. Look at how I have been wasting your resources because I did not take the pain to seek your face. Some of us have gone to even invest in business. You invest in many things. Who led you into that investment? Can you cry to God and say, "This 3 days meeting, Lord, use it to turn my life around. Give me a definite encounter that will bring transformation to my life in the name of Jesus." Don't let this 3 day meeting finish without helping my own life. And if you are here, you have not given your life to Christ. What we have discussed tonight will be strange, very strange to you. If you raise your hand, I will pray with you. Is there anyone? I have said you have access to the mind of Christ by simply coming to receive him as your Lord and Savior. Is there anyone in the house? You have never at any time accepted Christ as your Lord, or maybe he was your Lord. You derailed, you deviated, and you want to come back. You want to return to him. If there's anybody like that, you can raise your hand and let me pray with you. And if all of us are Christians, what are you going to do with those your neighbors? The members of your family that you have vowed are forgiving you, but I can never forget. I will never have anything to do with you. Tonight, the word of God has come to you. If you need further help, you can meet our reverend. Now, I want us to pray and trust God to help us to put into practice the little we have learned tonight. Between now and tomorrow, can you receive grace to go and apply what you have learned tonight? Oh God, our Father, we come before you tonight. We need your help. We bring our heart unto you. We ask that you perform surgery upon each of our hearts tonight. Ikapose kalibrata rikantari basida. Maika poso korikintari basili kepori basada. Have mercy upon us tonight. Let there be a divine exchange. I pray for myself and my people that are here tonight. Grant a divine exchange. We exchange our mind with that mind of Jesus. You have opened our eyes to explore a little tonight about your mind, Lord Jesus. Lord, I cry to you along with my brethren. And I pray in the name of Jesus that you do a miracle. Give us a miracle. Your word that has come to us tonight, let it begin to walk in our hearts. Let it begin to walk in our minds. We exchange our minds, the heart that we carry, the mind that we carry, that has become a contradiction, that is contrary to the life of Jesus. Tonight, is because of the great death that you died on the tree, have mercy upon us. Grant a divine exchange. In the name of Jesus, let your word that we have heard tonight, trust, Lord, let it turn us around. Holy Spirit, as we leave this meeting, cause each and every one of us to continue to hear the voice of your word that has come to us tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, oh God, for everyone that are under this study tonight, let the little word that we have shared, oh God, let it bring profit to your kingdom by turning us around. That bitterness, resentment, unforgiveness will no longer have hold over our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we pray, if you will not do anything until you have sought the face of the Father, please show us mercy. Help us that between now and when we'll be meeting again tomorrow, that we start applying this truth to our lives. Make us the doers. and not hear us. In the name of Jesus. Father, we are grateful. In Jesus' name we pray.
Hallelujah. Can we just stretch our hands to the servant of the Most High, that the Lord Almighty, that she has taught us tonight, that everything will not backfire against her. That the glory of God will continue to shine upon her life as well. She has confessed very truthfully that she herself is not there yet. She is believing God for a change of mindset, that she will continue to carry the mind of Christ in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. That the Lord will take her to the place of glory, to the place of joy, to the place of blessing, to the place of favor, to that place where Christ will be glorified in all that she does. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, everlasting Father. Daddy, we worship your name. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. Your oil upon our life will not run dry. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, she will not be a castaway. After teaching us this great truth, she herself will not be a castaway. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, everlasting Father.
Most High God, we want to thank you for this evening. Thank you for your word that you have brought forth unto us through your servant. Father and our God, I ask, O God, that we will not be hearers alone, but be doers of your word. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we pray for your daughter. Much has gone out of her. Lord, I ask, O God, that you refill her fresh in the name of Jesus. Daddy, O God, all that she has said tonight, King in authority, the enemy will not use it against her in the name of Jesus. But it will turn out, O God, to a great testimony in the name of Jesus. Father, and our God, as she continues tomorrow, I ask that you strengthen her. Reveal yourself afresh unto her in the name of Jesus. Let your word come afresh unto her in the name of Jesus, so that, oh God, she will relate it to your people in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I bless your name, oh God. As she will be going home, oh God, Father, let your presence go with her in the name of Jesus. Let your presence envelop her in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, see what she left behind. Father, in the name of Jesus, she will meet the home in joy and happiness. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, dependable God. Thank you, ancient of days. Father, we give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. Be thou exalted, O God. In Jesus' precious name, we do pray. Amen.
Father, once again, we also bless the offering we are about to give. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that as we give this seed, you will bless and multiply it. And Lord, the kingdom of God will be the better for it. And the name of the Lord will be glorified. In Jesus' wonderful name, we are praying.
One thing we ask of you, one thing that we desire, that as we worship you, Lord, come and change our lives. One thing that we desire, that we worship you, your come and change our life. Bye.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Please, can we sit?